We'll pray it, so I'm not going to pray anymore. We'll pray it. It's tradition sometimes getting our way. But we had, I think we had about 100 people praying a few minutes ago. And that's powerful. And if you are prayer, you can receive spiritual things. Clearly, praying is very, very important. So I would ask my online members. I know there's a bunch of intercessors among you from different states and different countries. Join in with us tomorrow night for prayer, and join in us before the service for prayer, because the depth of revelation that we are walking in now going to need a whole lot of prayer. I want you where you can function in it, where you can receive it, function in it, understand it, apply it to your life, apply it to your family life, apply it to people who come to you for help life. You got to have understanding. These are spiritual things, and you'll see tonight one of the things that we're going into tonight. I'm going to first give you the prophecy. Then I'm going to give you the scripture. We're going to read the scripture, and then we'll start off. Here's one of the things. Let's see, how can I do this? Sit down. So you can write it, because it's important that we get this. These are a few words that I want to say to you in the beginning before I give you the prophecy and what you're going to have to do as a member of the body of Christ. You're going to have to hear it. You're going to have to see it. You're going to have to receive it. And you're going to have to walk it out. And then you're going to have to share it with others, because you got a ministry. So you had to hear it when the word of God is going forward. You got to see it. He had to show it to you. And you got to receive it, then walk it out, and then share it with others. And I give it to you in another way: hearing, seeing, understanding, applying, manifesting, and sharing. Hearing, seeing, I got that in prayer. I came out here and prayed with you a while. Hearing, because he knows about what I'm going to minister tonight. Hearing, seeing, understanding, applying, manifesting, and then sharing it. Try to share something you ain't manifest. No, people need to see it, all right? And you can do it. Anything preached from this pulpit or any pulpit, you can do it. Amen? And so remember those words. And here's the prophecy. Let me give you the subject so you can be in alignment with the prophecy. So when you're listening at the prophecy, you can align it with the subject. How to build fully persuaded faith. Now, I want you to write that down. I want you all to mark in your Bibles. How to build fully persuaded faith. Then we'll go to the prophecy, then I'll bring you to the scripture. Now, when we're reading the scripture, I want you to listen for that subject. See that subject. See how it can manifest in your life to help you deal with situations, help you grow, help you advance in life. Here's the prophecy. I'm opening a vow of right living. There will be flows of insight that you have never seen before. Listen very carefully. You will walk in extraordinary places, seeing, hearing, speaking, and manifesting my presence and my power. Listen to this part of the prophecy. Smallness will disappear into the grips of the supernatural. Mistakes will be dissolved like earthquakes. Your faith will bring resurrection every day in every way. Listen very carefully. There's no such thing as faith defeat. Oh, you heard that? There's no such thing as faith defeat. Faith by grace ownership is designed to manifest every time you use it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now in Romans chapter 4, Romans chapter 4, now we're going to see a powerful lesson on faith and help you to build whatever you're dealing with fully persuaded faith. Never expect your faith to fail. God designed it that way, you see. But we have to have teaching on it. We have to have revelation. We have to have receiving. We have to have acting on the word. That's really what faith is, acting on the word. So we don't come here just to meet, just to have church. No, we want God to talk to us. And we ain't come here just to get what we can get. We want to be a blessing. Amen. So in Romans chapter 4, verse 13, you're going to go through a faith transition in there that is so powerful. Because Abraham, over 100 years old, and Sarah, about 100, and they're talking about having a child. And, you know, in the 13th verse, it says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the word. I want you to underline that word promise and the word heir, because it has to do with your faith. In Romans 4:13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but to the righteousness of faith. You see that? For if they which of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. And it's going to get real good if you're paying attention, if you're really listening. Because the law worketh wrath, for where there's no law is, there's no transgression. And the law just told him it was wrong. He couldn't really do much for him. He had to repent. But then look at verse 16 now. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. So, yeah, I hear it. Faith freedom. As a Christian, your life never going to be free unless you know how to operate in faith properly. Faith will set you free. I love that. Faith will set you free. Not feeling. Not facts, not fear, not fault finders, but faith. I got that, Lord. Faith, make sure your faith is personal. There are times your faith is private. You don't have to share with nobody what you're believing for. Because sometimes they'll pull on it and say, she ain't going to get that, or that ain't going to happen to him, or that never going to straighten out. You don't need that. So sometimes, know your faith is powerful enough to produce what God says. Your faith, my faith, I like that, my faith, is powerful enough to produce what God said to me. You don't need YouTube, you don't need the internet. All you need is a word from God. Faith come by. Hearing by. A lot of times, people take your faith off balance. Nobody can believe for you like you can. I hear, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And what do? Direct your path. That's personal, isn't it? That's a personal invitation from God. You can trust me. All right. Verse 16, therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace. Now that's very important. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I don't want to get behind either. Faith and grace are supernatural manifestors that have already been manifested. See, faith is not trying to make something happen. Faith is receiving what already has happened. That's grace. Everything already planned out for your life. And I want to use a word. I want to spell it. B-E-S-T. Everything is already planned out. It's already planned out. And so it's done. Jesus died on the cross, paid for everything. And that's what grace originated from, real grace. All right. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. I mean, verse 16. To the end of the promise might be shown to all seed. To the end of promise, and I underline promise, might be sure to all seed. But if the seed don't know about faith and grace, God is saying, I really can't help them. If you're not somewhere you're being taught, and if you're not spending time in meditation with God for yourself, God says, I can't help them. You know, your prayerlessness actually makes you a spiritual peasant, a hobo trying to catch a ride. Because there's a spirit traveling here. We're traveling in the spirit. And like you hear tonight, you're going to hear some things. You heard some things already. You see, we're traveling in the spirit. We're not traveling in religion or traveling in no man or no building. We're traveling in a God. Traveling in Jesus. We're traveling in the Holy Spirit. So a divine insight, write that down. Divine insight is on my agenda. I want you to reread that sometime. Divine insight. In other words, in order to permit the supernatural to function, miracles, signs, and wonders, the gifts of the Spirit, to function, divine insight got to come. Faith actually is divine insight. When it operating right, when you operating in faith, you can cause things to happen supernatural. I can't get out of this one verse. He keeps reading. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. So them two things, you got faith and grace. I'm going to say some more about them in a minute. To the end of promise, you got promise, might be sure to all seed. Not to only that which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now here's a statement. Abraham couldn't have faith like you. Abraham was on the front side of the cross. You on the other side of the cross. So you operate in greater grace and greater faith than Abraham. And Abraham don't mind because he did good. Are you hearing me? Are you following? All right, this really going to get outstanding. It's going to put your faith, and I'm going to help you with some notes here that I got in prayer about this message, how to build fully persuaded faith. Building fully persuaded faith. The 17th verse says, it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called it those things which be not as though they were. Now let's go in verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Now, you have to listen at a word from God long enough, listen to me now, until it's spoken directly to you. You can't just read a scripture and begin to shuffle. No, you got to stay there until that scripture, because real Bible faith can't come until you hear it. We're not talking about hearing sound. We're talking about hearing what the Spirit is saying to my spirit about this situation. So when I deal with this situation, my faith can be anointed. Oh, my goodness. My faith, anointed faith. Well, ooh, Jesus. Say it, anointed faith. Yeah, my faith, the Spirit of God, it quickened my faith. And my faith is in a supernatural category. And I know it's not going to fail. Now, in verse 17, there's a statement. As it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead. Look at this. In a verse 17. Underline that in your Bible. And call it those things which be not as though they were. And when you're in the right position, when you do that, they must manifest. So when you train in faith properly, you become a manifester, a supernatural manifester. Many before you say it couldn't happen, but they were talking in the natural. But you come along as a representative of God, anointed and fully persuaded in your faith, and call things that be not as though they were. They got to show up. Now I'm going to make another statement that I think is fantastic. There's no lever in the devil that can stop you. You heard that? The devil don't have a lever to deal with you when you rightly divide the word. Study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needed not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of God. When you rightly divide in the word of God, the devil can't come to that level. So where are you going to be? Under my feet. You, by your prayer time, by understanding things of the nature of God and faith like this, that's how you keep the enemy under your feet. Every now and then he's going to peep his head out, but just mash a little harder. He know he can't escape. You're a child of God. So calling those things would be not as though they were. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit. That is the language of faith. I never heard that before. The language of faith is I have the ability to call things that be not as though they were, because if I call them, they're going to manifest. Now, here's a shocking truth. None of this by feeling. Feeling is fake faith. Come on, write these notes down. Feeling is fake faith. It try to make you, well, no, you can't do that. No. I'm not talking to you feeling. I'm operating in faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I don't have to see it. Now, Lord, I'm trying to get to it. Calling those things, in verse 17, which be not as though they were. Then verse 17 says, and as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations. He told Abraham that, you see. Now Sarah old, Abraham old. Before him, he even tried to help God with another woman. Before him whom, who quickened the dead and caught those things would be now, right? Who against hope, verse 18, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, according to that which was spoken, so should thy seed be. According to that which was spoken, should your life be. Stop your life from lying to you. Your life cannot run itself because you got flesh and you got a mind, you got imagination. You're only born again in your spirit. Live in the spirit so you can control your flesh, control your mind, control your emotion. Come on. Control your feeling. Control your fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Satan will use everything against you that you're stupid of. Spiritually. He wants to be stupid spiritually. He wants to go through motion, emotion. He wants us to say, well, I went to church. No, know something. Learn something. Go up a little higher on the ladder. Get some revelation. Now, here's what you got to do sometime. In verse 18, who against hope, believe in hope, he said he got out of one hope and got in another one, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so should I see it be. What God spoke about your situation? What God is saying about your situation now? Why you keep crying and praying, Lord, help me? What? Find out what he's saying about that situation. Or why did I turn wrong? Or why I'm not moving fast enough? Or why... am I not spending enough time on my knees? Do I have the sin of a prayerless life? See, because when you're praying, you're fueling. Now, let me say that again. When you're praying, you're fueling up in the real dimension of your life. Personally, at home. You ain't got time to pray? Huh? You got time to say it, but you ain't got time to pray? I want all y'all to be prayer. Talk to God. And stop giving God them 5 minutes. You stay at the filler station longer than 5 minutes. If you got to force it. But when you start seeing the results, ooh, Lordy, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. I'm building my... Oh, no. Hallelujah. So we get here the 19th verse. And being not what? Weak in faith. Underline that. That means you can be weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. See, faith passed that body up. When it's about 100 years old, neither... Yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. In other words, I'm not going to let me stop it, and I'm not going to let nobody else stop it. You know what he said? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But it was what? And doing what? And next, what he said? Being what? Woo! He was also able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. And saying in verse 23, now it was not written for his sake alone. It was imputed to him, but for us also, for to whom it should be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. All right. How to build a fully persuaded faith. The text itself took care of it. You never heard this, but you may have heard it, but I hadn't. You can call it amen faith. And know, oh hallelujah, that it does not come automatically. Continually, my brothers and sisters, building your faith with the word of God in every situation. Every situation. Now, I have to, because I was tricked with this for some time. I heard some ministers say this, but I have to, as a pastor, cover you tonight. And I may have said it to you sometime. Your hardship is not from God to build your faith. God don't send no hardship. God don't own no sickness. He don't own no disease. Sickness, disease, all that hell stuff come from hell. It come from the devil. Don't give God, told me to tell you, don't give him no accreditation for none of that. Because he's trying to build your faith, make you grow. And your back hurting, you can't hardly walk. That ain't from God. See, that's reading James, put this note down. James 1 wrong. Because it says in there, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But God don't try your faith with no sickness, no disease. God try your faith with the word, what he said, so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So be wise. You here for a reason. Your faith, you listening?
Yes,
hallelujah. Your faith needs wisdom. He said, when you attack, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James 1, I'm not going to turn to it, James 1. Then he says, he'll give it liberty to you, but you got to ask in faith, because a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you can't be double-minded and operate in faith. You got to make your mind line up. You got to renew your mind so you can that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God be working with your faith. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about how to build fully persuaded faith. See your faith. Well, let's just turn to Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. How to build fully persuaded faith. You need to be taught deeper and deeper for to handle these times. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now you see, that's a common scripture per se, but that's a powerful scripture. So faith come by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing in the morning, noontime, nighttime, at church, in the car. You have to let God know I'm always available. Talk to me, Lord. Hallelujah. So then 1 John 2:20. See, we're still talking about faith. We're talking about the word of God and prayer build your faith. Is that the right scripture for you, John 2:20? You have unction from the Holy One, you know all things. No. Building yourself on your most holy faith. What scripture that is? Jude 20, right? Yeah, go to Jude 20. Jude 20. Because I want you to know that it has something to do with your faith. When you're praying in tongue, you're building your faith. You're enforcing your faith with the spirit world. Jude 2:20, y'all dropped. What happened back there? But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're building yourself up on most holy faith, faith that can't fail. Faith that never going to come back and tell you we can't handle this. You can handle it all. You follow what I'm saying? Here are some powerful spiritual ingredients. Grace. And I'll say it this way. Grace is your take-off space. In other words, grace has provided everything that your faith needs. So that's why we say we're not beggars, we're blessers. You know, some people just praying for the same thing. Well, once you pray for something, you don't need to pray for it no more. And then you got to watch him praying because you're asking God for something he already have given to you. So you in your prayer need to be sort of a confirmation. Not just a conversation, but it ought to be confirming to God, I know you have done this for me. I walked out of it myself, but I want you to get me back into it because I know the enemy can't hold me out. I like that fully persuaded faith. Do you like that? Fully. I'm not going to doubt an ounce. And I'm not going to go by feeling. You're in the flesh. You're not in the spirit. You go by what you see. Or what you feel. And then in 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, God had not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Now you need to put that in your faith. Love, power, and a sound mind. Enter into my faith right now. Hallelujah. Grace, faith, hope, and promises. Grace, faith, hope, and promises must be in place with your faith. Second Peter 3:9. Second Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yep. The Lord loved us, yeah, didn't it? Yes. Say, the Lord loved me. Give me 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Hallelujah. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, why that voice can exist? All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. In other words, it's yea and amen to God. And there's nobody can stop you when you're operating in faith properly. You know what you're saying when you talk about fully persuaded faith? Huh? You're saying, no matter what come up, I am in full control. I know how to fight the good fight of faith. I know how to lay hold on eternal life. I know my faith can't function by my feeling. Say it again. My faith can't function by my feeling. My faith can't function by fact. My faith can't function by fear. See. Now, all of you on the sound of my voice and online, I know many of y'all are Bible students, but I'm hearing this too, and it's building me up. Even though there's some things I know, but God dog, I'm going to put it all together. Huh? I'm about to flow in places that I have not flowed as either as I should be flowing. And that's what these studies, Bible studies, are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be positioning you to operate like you never operated before. Knowing you have the power of faith, Romans 4:17. The call thing that be not as though they are. Romans 4:17. You have the power, the call thing. As it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom we believe, even God who quickened the dead, and calling those things which be not as though they were, because they are. He paid it all. You have, as a child of God, it is not taught as much as it should be. You have divine ownership of the best. Y'all, let me say that. Divine ownership of the best belong to you right now. Right here. This night. I hear the Spirit of God says, don't accept lack. Resist lack. Rebuke lack. Because you're supposed to be abundant. So knowing you have the power of faith to call things that be not as though they are. Turn to John 19:30. I got this scripture wrong the other day, but I think I got it right now. I'm going to give you three things right there. John 19:30. All right. Before I read the scripture, let me give you these three things. Remember this. Finish work, favor, and faith. Now, why I call those three? The finished work is the production of grace. Favor. Grace and favor interchange. And then you walk in it. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's Fred Price, wasn't it? We walk by faith and not by sight. Finish work. So your faith is working in a finished work. So your faith is not trying to create nothing. It's taking what's already created for you. I love it. And favor, grace, God grace upon me. God, and you have to know it. God favor. I don't care what the other person said. I mean, no difference what they said. I got to know it. That I have God's favor on me. I'm walking in the favor of God. Say no school. Shoo. I'm walking in the favor of God. God's favor is on me. And my faith is locking into his favor. My faith is locking into his finished work. So that's John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, all right, Jesus, and he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and give up the ghost. When that happened, every child of God, everything he paid for, it belonged to us. Say he was wounded for our transgression, wasn't it? Bruised for our iniquity, chastised by our peace upon him. With his stripe, we are healed. Quote the verse when you're dealing with something. Quote it, and when you and they call it prosperity gospel with this stupid self. When your money not right, quote it. God died for you. Jesus died for you to have abundant life. He didn't die for you to be a church goer. Let me give you what persuaded me to bring around, convert, to gain, to prevail, to satisfy, to win over. Fully convinced. Now here's a part. Turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 13. I'm going to make a statement that the Spirit of God led me to put in here. And this is very important. It might seem simple, but it's very important. People are doing it, and they're doing it because their prayer life is not of the poor. Stop guessing. Wishing. No claim. What is right for yours on a daily basis. Stop guessing. Stop wishing. No claim. Claim is different. You got a right to claim. See? You wishing something going to pay, you guessing? No. What is right for yours on a daily basis. Say it out loud. Get a scripture and tell you. Say, scripture, I agree with you. You got to listen very carefully to this one. If God in his word and your heart is speaking to you, you can't be stopped. Now I'm going to say it over again because these are very precious territory we're walking in here. If God in his word and your heart, not only the word got to speak to you got to hear the word, then your heart starts speaking to you. You can't be stopped. So the word without the heart not going to work. And the heart without the word not going to work. You got to have them both together. Got it? Turn to Hebrews 12:1. I want you to have a lot of it, 1 and 2, Hebrews 12. And Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 came after Hebrews chapter 11 explaining how powerful faith is and showing how many things people had done by faith. They didn't respect debt. They didn't respect death. They didn't respect nothing. It show you one walked out of all that in Hebrews chapter 11, that faith chapter. And, you know, expanded revelation of how powerful faith is. And then when he get in Hebrews 12, 1, he's able to make this statement. And let me see, I want to give you the insight. You need patience to operate in fully persuaded faith. You need patience. You can't go by what you're seeing. You can't go by what you're feeling. You can't go by January and August and September. You can't go by none of that because you're in another dimension. It might happen in a second. I believe through faith we put off a lot of stuff by using it wrong. Expectation, baby. Expectation. I expect it any minute. How'd that go now? We ask God for something and won't tell him how to do it. I heard a man talking about it, about a car. Him and his wife, I believe, they wanted it in 30 days. He going to laugh because he know I've been watching it. In 30 days, they want that car in 30 days. How you call his name? And it didn't come for 30 days. And so they kind of got discouraged and just left it alone. And then 3 years later, God told him, said, why you stop asking? Why you stop believing for it? He said, go back to what you're doing. Go to believing for it. And he went to believing for it. And then a man called him up and said, the Lord told me to buy you a new car. And he could say he got kind of quiet because they knew they wanted a River Arrow. It was a River Arrow, wasn't it? Yeah. And so he said to the man, what kind? Chevrolet or Studebaker or what? What kind? He said, any kind you want. And then when he went to the Buick place, guess what was sitting in the showcase? A brand new Rivera. And him and his wife drove it out. So listen very carefully to what I'm telling you. Because some of y'all about to get some returns now. Ask God for it. Speak it over. Speak out the word he's given you. But let him do what way he won't do it. Now, multitudes, my brothers and sisters, of things I just thought of. Multitudes. And God sent it. He manifests. He brings it to me. I got to watch what I think about. Isn't that something? See, the reason I'm so fortified in this teaching, God has never failed me. No, never failed me. And it's not just materially, family-wise, son, daughter. I told the Lord, I want a son. You know, my father, I want a son. And then three ladies come out and tell me, "Well, you got a nice little girl." I said, "No, hell no. Hey, you go back in there. I ain't got no girl up there. I named the boy." And they bust out and laugh, so we just met with you. Hell no mean I wasn't going to let hell answer me. Y'all better stop praying and let hell answer you. Now, I'm going to give you all these verses because I got a few minutes, I'm going to close. Your faith needs wisdom. I want you to take it out. Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 10. Your faith needs wisdom. Don't let delays, have mercy, and interruption stop your faith progression. Don't let delays and interruptions stop your faith progression. Are y'all getting any of that?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 11:33. Put that on the board. Hebrews 11:33. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions. It's just showing you that absolutely nothing faith can't do. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wow, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. Don't let delays and interruptions stop you. Faith progression. Romans 8:28, always acknowledge God in plans, decisions, and activities. Always acknowledge God in plans. Don't make no plan without God. Don't make no decision without God. Don't go into activity without God. If you know the activity is going to be unholy, don't go. I don't care if your uncle, your cousin, your nana, or whoever it is. You don't supposed to be in all that drinking and clowning and half dressing and somebody go in the bathroom and stay too long. Then you find out two missing. You got to keep yourself holy, man.
Yep.
Now listen to this very carefully. So let's turn to Galatians 6:9. And you write down Luke 21:19. Write down Galatians 6:9, Luke 21:19. This kind of faith must have promises, patient, perseverance, and endurance. Listen to what I'm saying. This kind of faith, this persuaded faith, must have promises, must have patience, must have keep pressing, perseverance, and it must have endurance. If it didn't come January, it might come March. But it got to come. So he says here, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if. My, my. Luke 21:19, quickly. Luke 21:19. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all getting it?
Yes,
you ought to be to get up and say, I'm walking in strong faith. Nothing gonna stop me. In your patience, possess your soul. Because your soul can't operate in faith without your spirit. So your soul will give you discouragement, your mind, your emotion. It'll start talking about, oh, that ain't working. You got to know how to tell it, shut up. Shut up. Are you getting this? The word, get ready now, this is powerful. The word, get ready, I'm going to play with you a little while now, because I want you to hear this one. The word impossible must be removed out of your faith. Mark 9:23. The word impossible must be moved out of your faith. And this is not a normal Christian journey we're talking about here. This is revelation that the church needs at large. These are apostolic doors being opened to the supernatural. The word, I want you to hear it, impossible must be removed. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever you see that God you're supposed to be doing, know tonight that it's not impossible. How many people online? How many people online? Over 2,000. That's 4,000 or 5,000 people in that room. See, because I thought God was going to send them from the surrounding, you know, like Baton Rouge and stuff like that. And God sent them from China. I mean, he got faithful people on the line. They backed this church up. Isn't that something? All over the world. And it go up to 10,000. Prayer meeting tomorrow night going to have more in it because they listen to me. I want them to be here and be here with us for an hour. You get what you have, 1,000 praying. You know what? You know why? I'm going to use some broken language. I ain't playing. I don't ever want to come up here without the anointing. I don't want to come here just reading notes. I need to have the Spirit of God moving in this place to help you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to speak no dead words, poems, rhyming. We need revelation. We don't need no reasoning. But we saw Luke 21. We went to Mark 9:23. Word impossible. That's what Mark 9:23. You see it? Jesus said, thou can believe all things possible to him that believe it. All right, let me find a closing prayer. The twin tower of power is And I'm going to say it one way, but I'm going to explain it another way. Favor and faith. That's your twin tower of power. Favor actually means grace. But I put the two F's there so you can hear. Favor, your twin tower of power. When you bow down talking to God about something, you bow down in favor and faith. Now you need to know this. I bet everybody going to be to agree with this. There's always situations trying to tear your faith down. Huh? If you can't identify with that, you ain't got no faith. You ain't been doing nothing. You ain't trying to work faith. There's always situations. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. There's always situations trying to tear your faith down. But it can't do it unless you let it. Remember without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Always remember that. Have patience. Don't let it tear your faith down. You got me? Now I'm gonna say this is sort of a repeat, but I think in teaching you need to repeat things. The word of God is loaded with faith that can handle any situation. The word of God is loaded with faith that can handle any situation. The word of God is loaded with faith that can handle any situation. There is no impossibilities in faith. Because there's no impossibilities in God. Whew. My goodness. My goodness. That's Hebrews. The word of God is loaded with faith. I gave you Hebrews 10:36. Hebrews 10:36. We go over that. Put it up on the board. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You might not do it if you don't have no patience. You don't understand that faith does not work ABC. Faith does not work 1, 2, 3. You understand? Faith, you got to be in a trusting place. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. And all paths with God are faith paths. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you got to spend enough time. Either your minister got to say something, or you got to meditate it, or you got to get it in prayer time, because you cannot please God without faith. Now I want to admonish you to do this. Study the faith champions in Hebrews 11. Then, I don't know if I talked about it, but I need to go back to it. Give me Hebrews 12:1 again. Then step out in Hebrews 12:1-2. Study the faith champion in Hebrews 11, then step out in Hebrews 12:1-2. Look what it said. Wherefore, seeing we also are compared with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, so we can lay it aside. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now look at the next verse. I've been doing this for 57 years, looking to Jesus. A lot of time I was stupid in certain areas in the spirit, but I still looking to him. Looking to Jesus, he'll never let you down. Look at me. Look, I want everybody to look up here. He will never. You understand me? God is real. He'll never fail you. He will never turn his back on you. Even though you make a mess, he's still reaching out for you. I decree in the name of Jesus, you go in places you've never been before because you're here tonight. I decree your faith going to leap and begin to produce supernatural things that you've been believing for. They're going to begin kotele masha. They're going to begin to manifest this night because you're listening, you're hearing, and you're ready for it. Tradition, religion, denomination, all these academic stuff. No, we're talking about in the spirit. We're talking about God as a spirit. Huh? We're talking about Jesus sitting at the right-hand side of God tonight, backing up his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're talking about he sent somebody supernatural to help us.
Yes.
Called the Holy Spirit. He's on the inside. He got the mind of God. He got the mind of Jesus. He got the mind of heaven. And the mind of God and the mind of Jesus and the mind of the Holy Ghost and the mind of heaven belong to me. In spite of my shortcomings, I'm growing. I'm developing. I'm leaping. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Shake your Bible at me. Let me see. Shake your Bible, whatever you're using. Shake it at me. Yeah, we got a lot of Bibles up here. Hallelujah. I ain't told you to stop shaking it. Because I want you to remember these words. I got to close. I have a few more notes, but I'm not going to go with them. I'll get them another night. So I don't know. Sit down. Yeah, you won't do it. Keep grace manifestation out in the open. Call it favor for my faith. Psalm 35, Psalm 30, verse 5. You get that? We're talking about maturing in faith, mastering faith, miracle faith, mountain moving faith. Let me go over that again. We're talking about maturing in faith, mastering faith. You listen to me? Miracle faith. Mountain moving faith. You know Mark 11:23 said, he moved mountain. Building and living in fully persuaded faith will shut down all defeat now. All defeat tonight is shut down in your life. If you're listening, are they going to try to come? But you know what to do with them. In Romans 8:38, permitting the Holy Spirit to download persuaded faith in you now. Permitting the Holy Spirit to download. Faith that can't fear. No, faith that can't fail. Faith that can't fear. Faith that can't fall. Faith that can't fail. Faith that can't fear. And faith that can't fall. Belong to us all. 2 Timothy 1:7. You just write it down. And then this last one here. Leroy, you can get ready to go. It's time to operate. Give me 2 Peter 1:8. It's time to operate daily in lack precious faith. Of these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and give God praise. Lift your hand and give God. Go ahead, give him a little praise. Go ahead and pray. Tell him how your life has changed. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. He's working on that for you right now. I say he's working on that for you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you don't like that job, he's going to get you another one. Hallelujah. Yeah, lady who rejoiced another day. She didn't like her job, she quit. Her husband told her, let's quit. She quit. With this type of insight, this type of wisdom, you all should not be wanting for nothing. Don't waste my time. I'm serious about it. I'm serious about you. I don't play no game. I pray for you every day. And if your name come up, I go further and see what he want me to say. Every day. Don't miss a day. Pray for my family, my immediate family, my wife, and my children, and my daughter-in-law, son-in-law, and then you, the next one on the list. All the people online. Put that number up again. All the people online. I pray for them. I feel the presence of God right now. Family, you know, you call it family, you know. And the things may not always say what you want me to say. If I ever say everything you want me to say, go find you a church, because I'm a pimp. Pimp please people. You don't want no pimp pastoring you. Now I tell you something, Eli, I'm gonna let you go. I was talking about putting them curtain up. Who was you when I said I'm putting them curtain up? Putting them curtain there. I put the curtain around there and I was putting the curtain down. The Lord told me, said, I don't need your help. I said, thank you, sir. He said, open them back up. Isn't that something? So you never know. You can't get upset and get hot. You don't know what's going on, you know. It's for a purpose. Praise God. I don't need your help. Praise God.